So the first question I have for all of you, and we'll start with Bob and come down this way, is how do you differ from your opponents in the same ward? So, Bob?
Thank you for that nice question. I've been in this community my whole life, and I've lived in and around it. I've been totally connected with the downtown and neighborhoods all over the city and all wards. I have a lot of experience organizing different groups in Ann Arbor, along with things that I mentioned in my opening remarks. I feel that I've got the thumb on the pulse of the city by the inputs that I get from all the people that I talk to week in, week out, year in, year out. My family's been in the downtown for over 75 years. There's two generations being totally connected, and this is an opportunity for me to continue to give community service and give back to my community. Thank you.
Thank you. Sam?
Do you want to stand up, or?
You can do whatever you like. You can stand up just
fine. That's fine. Okay, so I think I differ from most of the people or the people that I'm running against in a couple of fundamental ways. But the most important one is thinking, and in various aspects of it. So how I'm thinking, I'm a scientist, I would like to, you know, explore what is best for our city based on the facts, based on what I'm hearing, based on input, just unbiased input from the community. I differ in who I'm thinking about, so I'm involving as many people as I can, students, residents, business owners. I'm looking at the whole batch rather than selecting people who may agree with me. I also differ in when I'm thinking. So I'm thinking 60 years ahead of time. I'm thinking for my kids. I'm thinking for my future and my Ann Arbor when I grow into it. So those are a couple ways that I differ.
Well, I think I differ from my opponents in that I believe I'm the one that's ready to go to work for the residents of Ward 3. I've been living in the ward, I've been serving the city in city government for the past 6 years, and I've been getting a lot done. In my opening, I talked about my accomplishments, so I won't belittle or blame them, but I also have a different kind of education and background. I have a master's and PhD in public health, so I would actually disagree. I'm an applied social scientist, but I'm also a scientist. And I teach my students how to analyze policies. I teach them how to evaluate programs. And it's the same approach that I brought to PAC, and it's one that I want to bring to council, where we do our research, where we engage with stakeholders, those top-down solutions, where we also engage from the bottom up and use local or indigenous solutions. And that's where I believe we find the right answers to our problems. So I think it's that approach, as well as my experience working for the city, that sets me apart from my opponents.
Thank you.